Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast for another look at League One and League Two in the company of Jason Lewis from the72.co.uk. And in form, Jason Lewis, we gave you a little stab at the Championship games midweek. I'm worried for Pete at this rate, yeah. Jason.
Stepped up well, didn't I? They got to call the youth player back, surely, the next opportunity.
The thing is, you know, I'm worried about, you know when the you give the youth player too much and he gets a bit ahead of himself,
yeah,
and then, you know,
all goes to his head.
Yeah. So we're going back to League One and League Two, the bread and butter for the weekend. Jason's picked three League One games and three in League Two as well. Oldham, Preston, Notts County, Port Vale, Gillingham versus Barnsley in League One, and then Burton versus Newport, Portsmouth versus Oxford, and Southend, Carlisle in League Two. Let's start with League One, shall we? And we'll go with Gillingham versus Barnsley first up. Gillingham are 13-10. It's 23-10 the draw, and 21-10 for the South Yorkshire team. Current league standings, Barnsley are 16th with 41 points, only a point behind Gillingham, who are five places better off with 42 points on the board. Both got a negative goal difference. Should be a relatively close match, this one, you'd expect. What you're looking at here, Jason, you're looking at home advantage being key?
Yeah, I think home advantage definitely. You've got the form side as well, Gillingham in the division. They're really climbing up the table. It's been a really impressive spell, but then it's a difficult one because you've got Barnsley. They've brought Lee Johnson in, the new manager, this week that's been announced. He's come in, so will there be a bit of new manager syndrome for Barnsley? It's a questionable one to tell, but for me, Gillingham with that form side is definitely there. And at 13-10 for the win, I picked them out probably as the best value outright market here, because they did slip that 2-1 lead last week at Yeovil, but their unbeaten run's still going and they're a very confident side at the moment. So you got to credit they appointed the new boss a few weeks ago, Justin Edinburgh, and he stepped up from the given some little tweaks aside, it's really paid off for them. I can see goal score wise here, McDonald, 14 goals this season. He's got 11 of them at home, so I like that. It's a funny old game, really, at times, because the goals don't move, whether he's playing at home, away, wherever he is in the country, but to have vast majority of his goals on the home pitch, you've got him to score here. So first pick today at any time, 5-4, or first goal scorer, 9-2. Is there, or the anytime win cost 9-4 here? Because I think Gillingham are the side to be looking at in this game. And at 9-4, Cody McDonald, strong side. But if you're looking at Barnsley, what could they offer you here? Lee Johnson is a good man. It's his first job at Oldham. He got leaves their 35% win rate, 36 wins from 103 games in charge. And you've got to say, Oldham are quite an established League One outfit now after his time there. So it's going to be interesting to see how this game goes for me. But as I say, Gillingham, there's goals in this game definitely to be scored. 59 goals have been scored in their last 16 games. So over 2.5 goals in 14 of those games and over 3.5 in 9. So Barnsley, last they have seen 20 goals scored in their last 8 games. So over 2.5 is tempting at 10-11. And Gillingham winning over 2.5, 23-10 seems a huge price going on those statistics. And Gillingham being the form side in the division. So if you want anything from Barnes, I think perhaps the new manager might give them a bit of a quick start out of the blocks or give them a response if they're struggling at half-time. So a bit of money perhaps on either way, either Barnsley to win, 21-10, something to consider. But my pick here is the over 2.5 in Gillingham at 23-10.
Very good. Let's have a look at Notts County versus Port Vale next. 13-8 for County. Port Vale are 17-10. And the draw is 19-4. So not a lot of difference between the prices. Obviously, the draw, the biggest price of the three there. And neither of these teams have been drawing many games recently. Port Vale got a draw against Bradford City when they were in the middle of a bit of a sticky patch. They've won the last two, though, away at Walsall and at home to Doncaster Rovers. When you look at Notts County's form, only one win in the last five games for them, And that was away at Leyton Orient. They haven't been getting beaten heavily or anything like that. Been getting beaten by a single goal. They lost 2-1 to Fleetwood, 2-1 to Sheffield United by a single goal, 2-0 to Chesterfield. But they need to arrest that form pretty quickly because they're on 38 points, 5 points above the drop zone, which is decent enough cushion. But unless they keep picking up points, they might find themselves getting sucked back in there, Jason.
Oh, definitely. Where's this Notts County side gone really after 14 games of the season? They're third in the table, 14 games to go, and they're only 3 points above the drop zone. So you said that one win in five, I've looked right through, and it's 2 wins in 15. And
yeah, it is if you go further back, yeah.
That really, really is not good enough in this division. So they haven't been, never scored a hatful of goals, but they built that strong start of the season around clean sheets. Six clean sheets in their first 14 games. That featured 7 victories and 5 draws. But they also now, and that's just gone astray recently. Like you say, they just keep conceding goals. I mentioned a few weeks in the podcast, I tipped that Chesterfield to win 2-0, and they really do also struggle to score. They've got the third worst goal scoring record at home this season. They've scored just 16 goals at Meadow Lane, and Port Vale, they may have only picked up 4 victories on the road this season, so that's why they are not right at the top end of the division. But they got a win last week against Doncaster, who were banging form, and this game ain't going to be a free-scoring one, I feel, unlike the first game there with Gillingham. I think this one's going to be a much more cagey affair. So this has been it's been seen in the unders market. Under 2.5 is only there at 7 to 10. So I prefer under 1.5, but it worked for Pete last week. Sorry, apologies, Pete. Last week on that Middlesbrough-Leeds game, under 1.5, so at 9 to 4. That looks a good bet to me. But being bold on this one, I think an away win for Port Vale here after beating Doncaster last week in Notts County, I just see it getting worse and worse for them. So 17 to 10 on the outright. It's a bit of a bold one, but I think Port Vale are going to go and do a job here at Meadow Lane.
Finally, for League One, Oldham against Preston North End, a bit of a North West derby. This one 2-1 Oldham, 11-8 P&E, and 9-4 the price for the draw. Preston fourth on 59 points, a full 8 points behind Bristol City at the top of the table, but only 3 points away from MK Dons. So we'll be eyeing up that automatic spot in the position that they're in. Oldham are eyeing up a playoff spot, only 2 points off Bradford City, who's sitting sixth at the moment. Oldham also need to start picking up a bit more form because they've lost to Leyton Orient, lost to Colchester without scoring in either of those games, had just beaten Swindon and Scunthorpe, but before that had lost to Barnsley without scoring. So they're a bit of a kind of all or nothing team really, Oldham. Very few draws in there. Preston only defeats in the last 6 games was that 3-1 defeat to Manchester United at Deep Down, the FA Cup the other Monday night. When they gave as good as they got for about an hour in that match, Jason. So they've managed to kind of get over that and pick up and carry on with the form. Two back-to-back wins of the Scunny and Walsall, both 2-0, both at Deepdale. They're away in this one, but nothing to stop them winning again here, is there?
Oh, definitely. I think in the long term, I think they'll look at that FA Cup game and they won't have too many complaints about it, really. Like, they've been focusing now on the league, and they had 2 wins before that Manchester United game. You've mentioned those 2 wins since, and they may have both been at home, but to win at 2-0, and it's a really big thing. They've got that game in hand as well. So if they can win that, they're level on points with MK. They're right in the mix for the automatic. So this is the sort of game that Preston really have to go down up there. Sorry, I don't know the North region very well, but
go
to Oldham and get a result that takes them right up with MK Dons, and perhaps they can get above Swindon this weekend, depending on how the results go. So it's going to be an interesting one. I think, as I mentioned, Lee Johnson's left Oldham. He's gone to Barnsley. It's so congested in this League One table, you can't say much between like the middle 12 teams, but Oldham, they're sitting just outside those playoffs, and I've read in the papers they're going to try and tempt Paul Scholes in, that would be quite some scoop, but I don't see that happening myself. So, and they lost, Kobe went off injured last week. I haven't seen confirmation whether he's going to be playing this weekend or not, but he's a big player for them at the back. So I think Preston are the team to be looking at here. They've got that form, and it's got to be Preston for me. So 8-11, Preston to win either half is an option. So you've got that. But for me, they seem to keep things tight away from home and come out in the second half and win the game. So you can get highest score in half of Preston at 6-4 in the second half. So that's my personal pick, though, is just an away win for Preston. It seems 11-8 is it's pretty simple I'm going this week, but there's value to be had there. And I think Oldham with Lee Johnson going, I think they're going to find it difficult this weekend. And if you want a goal scorer as well, I think Joe Garner, he's one of Preston's key men, really. Win class for Preston and Garner anytime 11 to 4 is also a top bet for you.
It's shackle the ball to score. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. Just tackle the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's playing football, he's scoring. Score a goal.
Let's have a look at League 2 then. Three matches that Jason Lewis has picked out for us to have a look at and a bet in. First up, let's have a look at Burton Albion versus Newport County. The prices, first of all, Burton are priced up at 17 to 20, 23 to 10 the draw, and 18 to 5 for Newport. Burton top of the table, of course, 3 points clear now from Shrewsbury Town, with an inferior goal difference to their nearest rivals, but not insurmountable. Playing really well, of course. They dropped points against Wimbledon in that League 2 game back at the start of February, but the winning every other game around that, with wins against Dagenham and Oxford, Cheltenham and Bury, just before the draw with Wimbledon. Newport's only win in recent weeks has been the win at Wycombe Wanderers, which, you know, if you're looking for an upset, I mean, you know, Wycombe are third, obviously, so, you know, you wonder how they can go there and win and fail to win against some of the lower teams, Jason. Is it a bit much to ask them to repeat that dose at Burton?
Oh, I think it is probably too big a ask for me. Burton, they've played that game more than everyone else, but you'd rather have the points on the board at the minute, so they're sitting pretty at the moment. So Jimmy Floyd has to make, I think Burton lost midweek to Accrington 1-0 away from home, so that isn't an ideal result for them. But he spoke this week that Jimmy Floyd, that he's loving the players and he's got the faith in them after that defeat. So that's exactly what you want to hear from your manager coming into a home game here against Newport side. There are no mugs in this division, so they've got a little bit off the boil, as you say. And that win at Wycombe, is that a flash in the pan result, or is that more of what they can do? So I'm looking at some other markets here, and 9 of their 10 defeats this season have been to nil Newport, and Burton have won to nil 10 times. So sometimes the stats just seem to fit together perfectly for me. And so Newport not to score is there at 23 to 20, but I see Burton winning this game at home well. So the Burton win to nil is an attractive one for you at 17 to 10. Goals touring time-wise, Burton have this strange, but it's a good thing for a side. They can score really late or really early. So considering the defeat in midweek and the fact that the home side, I think Burton to score in the opening half an hour here at 7-4 is something to look at. I've had a couple of goal time bets came in the week, and that's one of my picks this week in that market. Overall look at the game, the double result here, the Burton winning at half-time and full-time is a pick for me. They've done this 7 times in their last 20 games, and Newport have been losing at half and losing at full-time in 5 times in the same number of games. So that's available, 2-1, that's money to be had down Burton, taking the lead at half-time and full-time.
Next up, Southend versus Carlisle. Odds on for Southend at 4-6. Carlisle 9-2. The draw is 13-5. Carlisle fifth on 54 points. Nicely safe into playoffs at the moment. 4 points clear from Newport County, who occupy the 8th spot in the division. Their opponents, Carlisle, are hovering above the drop zone. Have lost the last 3 on a spin after winning a couple of games as well, just giving themselves a little bit of hope. Lost to Shrewsbury, lost to Luton, and lost to Wycombe. So no real shame in any of those 3 results, and you probably wouldn't have expected much more. Only lost by a goal in each of them as well. Managed to score against Shrewsbury and two against Wycombe. They come up against this Southend team who have lost the last 2 as well, Jason. This might not be quite as clear-cut as you'd think it would be. Obviously, Southend are at home, you know, and the home form has been very good until that defeat to Accrington. But, you know, only losing by a goal to better teams than Southend, according to the table anyway, can they get a result here?
I think there's a chance they could, certainly. It's going to be close. I definitely can't see Southend winning comfortably, that's for sure. And I don't think there's any real value to be had at them at 6-4 on to get the win. It's just not really attractive to me. And as you say, those back-to-back defeats, they're a bit of a dent, so there's still lots of points to play for. And Carlisle, they don't really do much away from home for me. And Southend, not very free goal scoring. They scored just 15 at home, and but they've let in just seven. So with Carlisle coming here, I can't see them doing much. So it's the handicap market is definitely tempting. You'll have to check me if I'm wrong on this. I had to do some research to check I was getting on the right market. But at 12-5 on the tight handicap of Southend -1 and the Carlisle +1 is saying to be had with those, like you say, they've only been losing by single goals. And I think Southend are going to get back to winning ways here at home. And that's something to be looked at. It's equally, I think it's going to be a low scoring affair. So you can have under 1.5 at 2-1, but I think that may be just a bit too much for us, because Carlisle have proved they can score against these bigger sides in the division. So Southend at under 2.5 goals gives you a bit more room to work with if you think they're going to steer clear and stay with Carlisle 11-5. But I think going on those recent defeats for Carlisle, I've just got an inkling that Southend are going to nick this one. So the tie at -1 for Southend is what I'd pick at this at 12-5.
Yeah, that's the if you go down to the match handicaps, that's the spot on what Jason said there. You're effectively backing the -1 +1 is effectively to win by a single goal, which, you know, we don't have that that winning margin price before the match starts. Once you're in play, you can have the winning margin bet. But yeah, that's -1 Southend, +1 Carlisle, 12-5. Portsmouth versus Oxford, the last game we'll have a look at today. Portsmouth in 14th position on 40 points, 3 points ahead of Oxford, who have played a game more than them as well. And Portsmouth, I mean, ever since that disastrous run of 9 games where they couldn't get a win, they've been in good nick. Beat Hartlepool, drew 0-0 with Dagenham, which isn't so clever. Beat Exeter, smashed 6 past Cambridge away from home last Saturday. Then in midweek, beat Tranmere 3-2. Goals are flying in at the moment. Ryan Taylor's got 3 in the last 2 games. Matt Tubbs got a hat-trick in the game at Cambridge. Oxford's form's not disastrous by any stretch of the imagination, but they have lost 2 of the last 3 games. Beat Mansfield last Saturday, of course. Which way do you see this one going, Jason?
I'm thinking it's got to be a home win for me here. I think Portsmouth, they finally, after a disastrous winter, turned it around at long last. And it's funny what a few weeks can do in football, because I remember speaking a few weeks ago thinking Portsmouth might be slipping into the relegation dogfight. But those 3 wins later, and Matt Tubbs was talking in the week that they might have a chance of making the playoffs. And they are 9 points still is quite a big gap to make up, with not a million points up for grabs still. It's getting towards the final few months of the season. So I did ask the guys at William Hill for some odds on the top 7 finish for Portsmouth, quite ambitious. And they quite me 10-1. I'm not sure what your thoughts on that, Lee, but it's a little tempter for me, that one.
Yeah. It's not... Any team who can get going in a division like this has got a brilliant chance, haven't they? It's just... It's not a bad price. Can they keep it going, though? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the
thing. You're only talking 12 points, aren't you? So, you know, if they can continue winning, and they have to continue winning every game, then within a month or two, you will find them getting closer and closer.
And it always seems like there is that one that comes from within the pack. Yeah. So whether you can pick them to do it, it's a tough one. But going back to this game, I think a win for Portsmouth is the one to go for. So 5-4 for another victory at Fratton Park is quite a pick on the outrights market in League 2 this week. I'd say that's probably my best bet if you're looking for straight outright bets here, because they really have got things going again at Fratton Park. And it could be a sad return there for Michael Appleton, obviously former Portsmouth manager. And that win at Mansfield was only Oxford's second win of 2015, and away from home distinctly average with just those 4 victories. And that clean sheet's a real rarity away from home, just 4 to their name so far this season. And Portsmouth have the 5th best goal scoring record at home in the division, so they're definitely a home side. So you have to sort of use these stats to your advantage. And that hat-trick Matt Tubbs scored last week, he's one of those players, if he gets minutes, he gets amongst the goals, he's going to always find the net in this division. So 13-10 is definitely shouts out at me at any time for Matt Tubbs. But pay it with a Portsmouth fiction any time, 9-4 is a great offering if anyone wants a win cast bet this weekend. But for me personally, I think it's the one that didn't come in for you last week, Leo. I think it was the race for 2 at Bury. But
yeah,
Portsmouth here, they're getting the goals at home. And I think race for 2 for Portsmouth, 7-4 is my pick in this one.
Yeah, it's nice that. Matt Tubbs is one of my potential naps. I'm going to reveal the nap on the Championship edition of this podcast, because I haven't quite made my mind up and I want to check a couple of bits of team news. Recording that with Pete Farris. So make sure you check out both podcasts. Both live in the same place. What are you going for, Jason, on the naps?
I've saved the best till last. I think I'm going to go for that Portsmouth race to two for me at 7-4, Portsmouth race for two for me this weekend. Hopefully, get after a couple of bad weeks, I've got some confidence back and get back on the winning path.
Portsmouth race to two in that match with Oxford, then 7-4 for Jason. Like I said, make sure you check out the Championship Edition with Pete Farries and myself. They all live at the72.co.uk. You can find them on audioboom.com as well. Plus, if you subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Football, they'll be delivered straight to your phone, your tablet or your PC whenever we publish one online. Jason, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, you too, mate.
Jason Lewis there from the72.co.uk. Loads of previews and reviews on the website, so make sure you check those out if you're a Football League fan. We'll be back next week with more of the same. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of that League One or League Two action, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.